You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the After Show for Growing Up Hip Hop LA right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. Welcome back. I hope everybody out there is enjoying the Friday, enjoying the quarantine. If you're in the States where you're able to be free, I hope you guys are living it up for us, because we are in Cali and we are still on lockdown. But, you know, our time is coming, hopefully soon. Before we get into tonight's juicy, jam-packed episode, let's introduce us, the host here at AfterBuzz TV Network. I'm Howard III. Down below, I guess, for me is Byron K. How you feeling, Byron?
What's good, y'all? Byron K. We in this thing.
Yes. Next over is Missy. How you feeling, Missy?
Hey, guys. I'm Missy. I'm so excited to talk about the episode tonight. It's V Juicy.
Yes. And we've got Lisa here. How you doing, Lisa?
Hey, y'all. It's Lisa K. Satchel. I am so excited. People was throwing hands. It's a whole lot to talk about tonight.
Okay.
About to throw hands, everything.
Let's get our hands ready to throw, baby, because this is hot. So let's get into it. Episode 18, season 5, The Master Demand. Like, first and foremost, overall thoughts. Like, it was juicy. It was TV. Mwah! Right?
Ladies
Come on,
first.
Byron K. Oh.
Ladies
Missy?
First.
Oh, okay.
It was a lady fight.
Yeah, it was a lot. A lot went down with the whole fight between Egypt and Bree. And then even Romeo and Angela, that whole shebang, even though we didn't get to see it, I was ready. I was like, dang, why are they dragging it out? It's just like a very basic combo they could have had. But, you know, saving it for next week. So I'm excited to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Lisa?
I was excited to see. So Twist almost threw hands on Sam. If not him, he's going to get somebody else to do it. And that, for me, I was like, Twist, he really got you mad like that? Like, because, you know, Twist is a cool guy. So that, mm-hmm. for me, I was like, even the anticipation that that fight may ever happen, or even, like, just a competition between them going back and forth, I low-key was here for it. I hated myself for it, but I was here for it.
Yeah. I love how you mentioned the Twist thing, because it just takes me back to what I said once before. Anybody who doesn't want to fight, anybody who's always just nice, don't fight that person. Like, you saw Twist get real, real quick. He ain't have no type of anger in his tone either. He was just straightforward, and Sam knew what time it was. Like, Sam okay. knew what time it was. And, like, if Bree would have been free, Egypt would have knew what time it was, too.
Okay. Like, it was a lot, this whole episode. Like, I kind of wish they would have showed us a snippet of, like, who really threw the first punch. I mean, we found out that it was Egypt.
There was, like, one punch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was there one? Was there multiple? Was Bree able to, you know, pretty much go back at it? Like, I don't know. And then this whole Romeo thing, I don't believe Romeo was mad over just this ICDC or whatever college comment. Like, it's something else there. What is it? And why is Master P all up in the, like, all up in the Kool-Aid? Like, come on.
A question for the ages.
Okay. But he daddy, so I guess, I don't know.
Everybody has ego, man. Like, that's what this all comes down to. In every situation, everybody's trying to protect their pride. And, like, here's the thing about Sam real quick. My bad if I'm jumping way ahead. But, like, when Sam and Egypt were, like, in the car, and then they were talking about how Egypt threw the punch, Sam is like, well, as far as street cred, you're good. And it's like, first of all, any man who say the word street cred ain't really from the streets. Like, don't nobody talk about street cred. Like, your street cred went up 5 points. Like, that's the way I took that. So it's like, first off, stop. Second of all, shut up.
I just didn't like how he, like, to me, when the fight happened, like, it was, like, honestly, like, it was, I don't know, it wasn't really a fight because security jumped in. So it was like, what's really going on? Like, Bree was really upset, like, cussing everybody out. And then Egypt, like, ran over by everybody towards, like, the kitchen area. So I was like, I'm so confused. And then on top of that, like, Sam just wanted to be, like, messy and wanted to start beef on his own. I didn't like how he confronted Twist because I was just like, yo, is this a birthday? Can we just talk about this at a different time? And then it was like really weird, like Egypt didn't try to jump in and be like, yo, can we not do this right now? Like, I just punched somebody, like, let's leave, like, we can re-talk about this.
Oh, she ain't have enough power in that case. That was like a men's thing. That was like, if you would have been there, like, you probably would have felt the tension in that circle when it was like Sam and Twist. Like, no, I'm so serious. Like, that's why everybody, JoJo, Eazy-E, Twist, we're so cautious about Sam just staying out of it, because it's a real thing that as long as you let it be just a women thing, it'll be okay. But once you get the men fighting, it gets real. The police gets involved. People get hurt for real, for real. And like these, a lot of those people in our room really are from the streets and they don't play by the TV game. So yeah, it's a real exactly. thing.
I agree with that, but I feel like JoJo is just trying to help Sam out. Like, yo, like, keep it with the ladies. Like, you don't need to jump in there. Like,
yeah.
That's what made him like mad and aggressive. So
yeah,
like someone was telling him what to do, so it was just a mess.
Yeah, but that wasn't the time. Like I said last week, like Sam, well, I thought he knew. Sam knows what to do when around who. So that's when I said he knew what type of room he was. He can only go so far with the people that were in that room, and you got to know your boundaries. That's why Twist said stay in your lane, stay in your place.
Mm-hmm.
Sam could have got hurt. Sam really could have got hurt. Cameras exactly. or not, Sam could have got hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, even Twist was saying that. He was like, I got people. And then Sam was like, well, I got people too. Sam, you ain't have nobody. Don't do that. You know you ain't have nobody in your corner like that. But Twist was like, I'm not going to handle my light work like that. Like Twist even said at his own birthday party, I don't get my hands dirty. I have somebody else. I got two strikes against me. And I'm like, Twist is ready about it. Like, it's crazy how it just escalated from, you know, the girls and then Sam and then Twist and then now Twist is like, well, we were never friends to begin with, so I'm not losing nothing. Bruh. Like, it was so much in just that first little bit where I said, oh, y'all are getting
Twist kept it real with him. Like, I feel like that's what Twist felt, but he didn't feel the need to, like, say it out loud. It's like, how I feel about you is how I feel about you. But Sam provoked him to actually say it when Twist was trying to keep it cool. The crazy thing to me is, like, the whole time I was watching Twist talk, like, I saw Lil Wayne. Like,
yes.
That was Wayne. Like, he straight reminded me of Wayne in the early 2000s. Like, that was some Wayne stuff. The way he was talking, the way he was acting, like, it was what's up.
He was real calm about it. He was like, I have people. We don't have to do this. This is about, like, you know what I mean? Like you said, I'm not trying to fight you, but if it has to happen, it has to go down that way. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that Yo, was crazy.
My bad. They're in the chat, too. Aaron Boyd said, Sam is a chump. Beauty by Maya K said, I agree. Missy, your mom said, stay out of women's stuff. And then Beauty by Maya K, Sam is really such a punk because he didn't need to do all that. Dag, tell us how y'all really feel.
Okay, because we appreciate it. I mean, Sam really didn't. The whole thing to me is I didn't like Sam's remarks in the kitchen. He was like, oh, well, you got swung on. You know, you did that. That's what happened. That's what you get for talking that mess. And Sam, we don't need all that. You
we see, don't.
Bree is already upset. You up here, you know, saying your slick things. Bree's not going to be behind security all the time. You know what I mean? Like, and that's why another reason I was happy Twist low-key checked Sam, because Bree is riled up. She outside. And Sam's still talking at the mouth. And Twist is like, not today. Not with my sis.
Sam was instigating the whole thing, too. Because he, like, wanted to see more. And he was like, no, that's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Like, we don't need to see more. Like, everyone's upset. Like,
show's over.
Out. Yeah. Like, I low-key would have went home. Like, I'm going to go home.
All right, Angela. Angela was like, all right, I'm going to head out.
Sis.
Literally. The second anything got even a little confrontation, she was like, I'll see y'all later.
Yeah. Yep. She didn't even want to talk about it in a confessional. She's like, I wasn't there. I don't know. I didn't see anything.
But that's what makes Angela smart, though, because she don't get involved in nobody's mess, whether she's physically there or not. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not talking about that.
She checks out. She can be sitting right in the room and check out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, let's talk a little bit more about Angela, because like you said, Byron, she wasn't trying to say anything. She said, not in the confessional, not when we're shooting. If it's not about Bow Wow or my family, I don't want to talk about it.
If it's not about Bow Wow or my family.
Like, she lets y'all know, I'm the EP of this show. I'll be doing what I want to do. But my whole thing is, I wish Angela would talk about it, because I want to hear your opinion. If you're just talking to Bow Wow, you could at least say a little bit about the situation. Bow was just like, the party was crazy. And Angela, nope, 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 not today. Angela, you can't just say, yeah, it was crazy. I hope the ladies work out. Like, I need a little bit more.
Even well wishes would have been enough. That's a good point. But I think she didn't say nothing, because when you say something, then you get the Romeo and Master P coming at you like, on the show I saw you said, okay, you don't need all of that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'll keep my mouth shut too. But I do wish Angela would talk about more besides Bow Wow and Romeo. And also, like, she be giving in to Romeo flirting, Bow Wow flirting. I noticed that a lot this week, and I was like, if you don't want this man flirting with you and you don't want to be with this man, there are more boundaries that need to be set.
Okay.
Yes.
A word.
Okay. I agree.
I definitely agree. Because I'm just like, Angela, clearly you want something. I mean, yes, it's playful, but you know, there's only a few more ha ha ha. Oh, no, you jump in. Next
Bow Wow is funny. Bow Wow is kind of like me in a sense, because like, I get how he's like kind of annoying, but like, in a sense, like, that can be attractive if you do it the right way. Like, because women like that goofiness to a certain extent. Like, you see that she's not seriously pushing him away, because she kind of enjoys the attention, and he gives her the attention. So, you know, it's cool.
I like how Angela's taking her job serious, though, with the whole merch thing. Like, she's taking this, like, okay, just because we are friends, I do want to be a professional, right, like, right at this moment. Like, let's talk business. I do think, like what Lisa was saying, they need to set up boundaries within their friendship on like where they want this to go. Because Bow Wow's a little bit more playful with her, doesn't take her seriously. So I think for them to work together as like a business, you know, relationship, they need to set some boundaries in place for sure.
Yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely. So, and all these other boundaries. So do we think, let's talk about Sam in Egypt a little bit more, and this whole thing. Is Sam trying to put boundaries on Egypt? Like, everybody's saying Egypt's turning into this whole other person. Everybody's saying that Egypt's turning into this person for the worse. And Sam's like, no, no, she's still, you know, the same girl. And you guys are just meeting who I met. Like, what's going on, player? Like, let her either be free and grow in a sense, or is this all a facade? Like, I'm confused. What Egypt are we getting? Because I don't think she's changing. I just think she's being more vocal. Like, it's not really change. She's just speaking her mind.
I think it is a little bit of a change, more so influenced by Sam.
Yeah.
Because especially when, like, I'm not trying to be funny. This, like, Trepa, like, personality, alter ego, whatever she got, I'm like, who are you? Are you Egypt? You weren't changing name to Trepa? Like, I'm, like, over it, honestly. Because, like, I feel like Trepa is not something that she is. It's something that Sam turned her into. And I know they said, you know, it's a family name, which is, like, cool. Like, but at the same time, like, Sam's pushing her into it. Like, Sam hypes her up. Fighter, fighter, fighter. Why? For what? Yeah. Like, why can't we have a conversation? Or talk about it later? Like, there's a lot.
I feel like she uses the name as, like, in a negative way. Like, instead of using, she uses it as, like, a fighter name. Like, or she uses it as, like,
an alter ego.
Yeah, so I feel like, but Sam has that alter ego mentality too. He's like, calls himself the Joker. So it's just like weird. Like, she could use that in a positive way. Like, let me be Trepa and be helpful.
Not like, be helpful. Let me bag your groceries.
But let me be positive. Like, why are you trying to like have this like weird like alter like ego that's like negative? Like, I don't know. So I do think Sam is bringing her in that more like,
let me pump air in your tire.
Way back.
Let me go pick up your Postmates. You're right. You can do that. But no, it's obvious, Howard, what Sam is doing. Like, we all know at this point, everybody but Egypt, her family knows, her friends know, her enemies know. Even her enemies are trying to warn her about her boyfriend. If that's not a sign that your boyfriend is a piece of garbage, I don't know what is. Your enemies who don't like you, who you hit, is trying to tell you, please, sis, get your life right, because he's not it. Oh, bars. But I'm just trying to say the only thing that Sam has control over on this whole show is Egypt. And that is the issue.
All right, Byron. That was a whole word.
A sermon.
Okay.
My headset was falling off. My bad.
I know you into it. That's what we like to see, the power.
It's just hard. I can't put it on with this bun thing going. I'd be struggling every week, y'all, but I'll be making it work.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited. I just want to know what's going on with Sam and Egypt. Like, what if all this, they do all of this and then they end up breaking up, which, I mean, you never know.
I would think that's so funny. Sorry.
You never know when you're going to end a relationship, but it's like, dang, you're going to get your family, your friends, or this guy. And what if, like, 2 weeks later, they say, you know what? I'm done. And Egypt is like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to be with you. That'd be something. At least you enjoy the ride.
I hope it ends up that way. Yeah, I feel that. I hope it ends up that way more so because, like, when I said it, I think it'd be funny. I just want to, what is Sam going to do next? Like, where do you go from here? Like, you know, where do you go? Like, we know who you are. And we don't really like it. So, like, what Damn. Do you
do? Sorry. I mean, like, the only way it will work if he changes.
Lisa going in.
He has to change himself to be a positive person. He's a little too negative, bad boy. We don't need that vibe.
He's just trying to prove himself, but to who? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because I think it's all just an internal struggle. Because people who are confident on the inside don't have to overly exude that on the outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're usually the most fun people. The people who are confident in themselves, they're good friends. They're able to support other people. The people who got inner turmoil, they're the ones who try to put other people down or talk about other people or and things like that or gossip about people or try to puff themselves up. So I feel like Sam is the latter of the two, and he just has to figure out what's wrong with himself. And one thing I think that helps is that he did kind of came out last season. So I think that opened him up. And I thought, if anything, that would have like freed him more than anything. So I don't know what he's struggling with at this point because he already kind of came out. So like, what else is he struggling with?
Maybe he's sad.
About what?
He's on TV. He got some type of money.
He could be sad inside. He That's could sometimes be sad. Why people act out because they're
but
sad.
Everybody wanted to like him. He made himself unlikable.
Thank you. That's true.
I mean, it's all on himself, but maybe he's sad inside.
I know. I agree with you, Missy. He could be going through something tough.
Why don't y'all go be his friend? Y'all follow him, right?
No.
No.
Okay.
The silence.
We didn't say all that, you know.
You just said somebody should be there for him. Got it. Okay, I got it. Somebody, not us, but somebody out there. Cool. Somebody somewhere.
He could pay somebody to be there.
You know what? We have a lot of people watching us right now. Hey, please, y'all, go to Sam's Instagram page, his YouTube channel, go stream his Spotify music. Go show him a lot of love, all right? Show him a lot of love. And why are you ready to show us a lot of love, too? Because we come here every week trying to give you guys great shows. So please give us these 5 stars. Please leave us comments. As you see, we like to read those and keep supporting us so we can keep bringing y'all this fire.
Yes, definitely. Poor Sam. Still, speaking of fire, Bree still has a fire on her butt because she got on the phone and called TT and was like, girl, Egypt, don't punch me in the face. She said she hopes she doesn't, if anything would have happened with her, Egypt, she hopes she gets her life back to Jesus before she sees her. That's what Bree said about
Egypt.
Six times. This is a whole thing. I wonder in current day if they're okay, if they're not, if they fought when cameras were off, because the way Bree was talking, I'm pretty sure she was probably like, meet me without production. We can handle this. I mean, she was still heated even when Boogie got to the house, which she should be because, you know, she said she got sucker punched. Do we think that they're going to, you know, kind of rekindle Egypt and Bree? No, Missy saying no.
No, I honestly feel like Bree was embarrassed that she got sucker punched because, like, I feel like she's more known as, like, you know, like, not like big dog, but just like I can handle things. And like the way that she came at her, I feel like her reaction was more as like she was embarrassed. And then on top of that, she was upset. But I feel like any way that they could talk about it is like, I feel like Egypt should apologize for how she like, how things went down. Cause they could have actually talked about it, but instead they like went to physical violence. But if they ever want to be friends, they definitely need to sit down. Egypt needs to apologize and talk about like what led them to be like on this level. But I don't know if that could happen, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Well, for them, hopefully it'll work out. Let's get into the big one for me. This whole Romeo and Master P situation was just juicy. I said, oh, y'all like diving into it. We meet up with Romeo and Master P, who's his dad. They're at the studio. Romeo's back in the studio, which I don't know how I feel about just yet. I like Romeo, but I don't know if I like him in the studio. But
he's making a new soundtrack. He's making a soundtrack for ICDC.
No.
That wasn't a joke.
He's gonna come get you.
Bro, he makes the soundtrack for the college. You heard it. I'm so ICDC college. Yeah, he makes the song.
That college. I heard back in the
it's still around. There's one in like the valley somewhere. I think.
Is it?
Yeah, and like I swear there's one in the valley. It was like attached to a Walmart. Never mind. I ain't gonna say no more. It was it was attached to like a Walmart, I think, but it was one out here.
Education.
Is it a tech school? Like, is it like a like it's like an IT school?
Like? It's like a career advancement, career placement type of thing. Pretty sure. Oh,
okay. So it's not really college?
It is. It's just more like it gets you to where you need to go to get going.
It's like the next step. Okay.
The next step. All right. Go ahead, Howard.
Don't read. Y'all are just reading poor Romeo. Poor Romeo. Well, you know, he's mad because everybody keeps reading him. Like, Byron K and Missy did. But
no comment.
Here they are in the studio trying to figure out. Romeo wants to have this whole sit down, pretty much mafia style. Master P is like, let's get the cast. We gonna do this. But production said, we need to y'all need to speak about what's really happening on this show. And for some reason, Master P didn't want to talk about it at all. He was just like, nah, we're not doing this. I'm trying to figure out what is the holdup? What's the confusion? Why didn't Master P want to say anything about production? Like, that whole situation was crazy. Then to go into the little Eric or little Eazy-E situation, which just got blown up out of proportion. Everybody's upset. And it just seems to me, it's like, it's about this comment, ICDC College. And Romeo's feeling like he's never had drama unless it came to this show, which I will agree with him on, because he really hasn't had drama throughout his career. I mean, let's just talk about that whole section, because it was juicy.
Honestly, it just bothers me sometimes in this show when, like, grown adults who are these legends and are, like, these hip-hop royalty come down and talk to these next-generation kids. And I'm just like, Master P, what this got to do with you? And then he'll say, oh, let that man handle his business. Then let that man handle his business. You feel me? Like, it just, I don't know. Master P, it just really makes me uncomfortable that he's ever, like, really seriously involved with everything in their drama and what was said. It was a lot.
Cosign.
I agree 100%. Like, why is your dad helping you figure out what's going on with the whole cast? Like, why is that his business? Like, I get it. You're trying to be supportive of your son. That's great, but it's like, let him, Romeo, what, 32? How old is this man? Why is your dad helping you figure out what's going on? No.
That's my question, though. Why is all these cast members running to mommy and daddy with all their problems? All of them, on every season, they always run to mommy and daddy. Oh, it's growing up hip hop. They haven't grown up yet.
That part.
Well, we've cracked the code, haven't we? Tomorrow, this drama happens.
Like, I guess he can consult his dad on things. Like, yeah, what should I do? That's, like, one thing. But having your dad control, like, the whole meet and greet with everybody.
Not meet and greet. Y'all funny.
But also, the ICDC College comment, if you really know you're doing something to better the world, to better people, put people on the right track, someone making a little joke about it for 5 seconds can't be this upsetting to you to be like, yeah, whatever, and or take a joke. Like, you have two options. Take a joke. Or, no, you're doing something great and be like, oh, I forget them. Like, we got to pick a side.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm glad you said that because it made me think just now. Maybe ICDC College ain't doing that well because I'm thinking the type of businessman that Romeo and Master P are.
Closed down.
Well, okay. Well, there we go, Howard. You just gave us the whole climax of the story. I didn't know it was closed down. Dang. Well, that show's not doing well. But my point is, if it was doing well, the type of businessmen they are, they would have been quick to point out, you can laugh all you want, but it's making X amount of dollars. So I think they're just hurt that it actually didn't do well and people are joking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just speechless. That whole, just Romeo and Master P just interacting was just so much for me. Master P said something where Master P said, Romeo could have taken advantage of Angela when she lost her baby's father. That part to me, I said, Master P, like, you know, I'm trying to root for you, but even little Eazy-E was like, come on.
Like, yeah, like, why even bring it up?
Yeah.
They definitely did not consider their audience because Eric lost his father when he was young. So it was definitely just like talking out the side of your neck and was not necessary. And also just like, yucky. Like, ew, you would have done that? Like, if you were in his position, that's a lot. It says a lot about you.
Yeah. It's something else. And then Romeo had enough to say, he's mad that people aren't on his level. It doesn't matter if he should be speaking to these cast members because he's up here and they're up there. But I'm like, y'all all on the same show. I understand maybe, you know, money-wise, everybody's different levels, but we on the same show. Like,
yeah.
That one was hard for me, though, because I was just like, I just think they move differently. And I think that would have been a nice and better. You don't be clubbing and hanging out and smoking. That's fine, but you don't gotta, I'm trying to find a better word. You don't gotta, like, hate on people who do that. That's their prerogative. They ain't got nothing to do with you. But, like, say I'm better than them, I wouldn't say better. I would say different would have been a better word choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a birds of a feather thing because I'm realizing how people are getting clicky this season. So, like, Romeo and his dad, they're always going to be a package deal everywhere they go. They do Breakfast Club interviews together. They do every show together, every move. Everything they do it together. So you already know that when you get Romeo, you're going to get Master P. When you get Master P, you're going to get Romeo. Their opinion is going to be pretty much about the same thing, especially in public. They're always going to agree on everything, even if they're wrong. So that's what that is. The same with Egypt and Sam. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody is, like, so clicky on this show, which I think, like, I think that confuses things and it causes tension because, like, I'm a person where I don't like to have yes men around me. I like to have friends who challenge me because it makes me better. It makes me smarter. It makes me wiser and stronger because, you know, iron sharpens iron. So when you're around somebody who's exactly like you, who thinks like you, who agrees with everything you say, how are you really going to grow? So I think that's what's happening on the show is these people aren't able to get past their differences because they're only surrounded by people who think the same way as them.
Maybe
life lessons on this after show.
Maybe he just wants to be around people who are, like, evenly yoked like him. Like, he doesn't want to have that differences or, like, opinions or disagreements. Like, some people just like to, like, go through life and not having to deal with drama. So maybe that's, like, what he meant by that. Not as, like, a shade or, like, disrespect. Just, like, more like him. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
The energy sounded real shady, though.
Okay, real.
Oh,
shady.
Definitely. And the thing is, because Young Eazy-E said, like, as soon as he walked in, he could feel the tension. Yeah. So if you walk into a loving environment, you're not going to feel that tension. So he gave it away right there. And you could tell because they in there playing pool, looking like mob bosses, wearing suits with like, like it's crazy.
That's
wearing glasses. How you wear sunglasses inside?
Nobody took their sunglasses off.
Okay.
Nah, bro. Because
it was throwing shade.
Then they pulled up with the squad at the end. Aw, man, come on. Come on, bro.
It's unannounced.
How you going to be, how you going to come unannounced with a squad?
A whole squad.
Actually, it wasn't even a squad. It was a fleet. You got a whole fleet.
It was an entourage. That's what it was.
Man, a whole posse, a whole crew, an army, everything.
They not playing.
A camaraderie. And
I feel bad for a little Eazy-E because he has to go back and tell JoJo and the whole Simmons family pretty much like what's going on. And they leave us on a cliffhanger because I'm like, I'm trying to figure out what is easy. How is he going to word it? I really want to know how he's going to deliver this message because he could be real sneaky about it and be like, oh, Romeo said this. He said that. He said this. Get everybody riled up. So this is juicy.
Man.
A good episode, all in all. Okay. I was drinking my tea. I was eating my popcorn. I was here for it. Was there anything else that you guys wanted to touch on before we move on to our special segment?
I just thought it was super, wait, I'm sorry. I just thought it was super coincidental that we just so happen to be a family meeting and all these meetings are happening and Easy just gonna pull up. It was a lot of coincidental for me.
Oh, production.
Like, yeah. Oh, definitely.
That's what I'll say. Production, as of right now, I think production are really leaning on some of these cast members to make this show happen. Like right now, you see the responsibility that Eazy-E has. Like you can tell this is a show thing at this point. Like this aspect of it, at least. Like how, even if you notice during the commercials, there was a lot of breaks where production came in and we saw like a lot of behind the scenes. So you saw that it was kind of rough making some of these episodes because so much stuff was unpredictable. So much stuff really was unscripted. And when things get unscripted, it's like, okay, how do we pull things back together? In this case, Young Eazy-E is really the glue in the situation that's holding the both sides together. So production is literally leaning on him right now to push the storyline along. So I think that whole thing is interesting by itself.
Yeah.
At the same time, it's putting Eazy in a weird position because, like, he's helping the show go along and he's helping production, but at the same time, he's putting himself in the middle of, like, real situations now.
Right.
So now it's going to get crazier.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Gosh. So let's move on to our special segment here, our glowing up fashion, who we thought may look the best in between. Was so juicy. I don't even know if I really like paid attention. I was so interested in like what everybody was have to say. I would have them. And maybe I'll give it to Romeo when he was in the studio and he was just plugging all his merchandise. He had the matching beanie and a matching sweater and then the pants with it. I said, you know what? Just plug it. Okay. This is what you got to show for. Okay. I'm buying an outfit. But yes. Anyway, Lisa, did you have yours?
I like Angela's outfit that Vanessa was clowning her for showing up to like a family function dress. But that jacket was fly. And she's right. She always wears a simple outfit, but there's like one piece that just takes it too far in the best way possible. That jacket was it. That was good.
You like
and though
jacket?
It matched her shoes, I thought I liked it on her. I don't think everybody should wear it, but I think it looked great on her.
Agree.
Okay. I will
Missy, did you have one?
Yeah, go ahead, Missy. Okay. No, go ahead, Missy.
I'm gonna go with Howard, but not with like where he said he was in the studio. When Little Romeo was playing pool. Well, I don't say Little Romeo, Romeo was playing pool with his dad. He had like on like, I don't know, like I always pick Angela, so I was trying to switch it up, but he looked nice. Look cute. I was like, okay.
Look cute. He look cute. That's how you know she really did think he looked cute because she don't want to show it too much. He look cute. Whatever. Ain't no big deal. She really liked that. She probably liked the picture and everything. But nice.
Okay. Don't take it too far.
I'm sorry. All right, since you doubled it up with Romeo, I'm a tie the game with Angela. So that red was it. If I saw her at a party, I would look at her quite a few times.
Would you get her number?
I would talk to her at least. I don't know if I would try to get her number. I would see what the situation is, but I would talk to her definitely. I can't just let her be there and not say nothing to her.
What's your pickup line?
I don't have one. I just say what's up and start a conversation. Actually, the jacket. I would mention the jacket or the shoes because the shoes match the jacket. But I also pay attention to nails, so I have options.
Okay.
Lisa.
I'm saying, watch your girl. Guys, go get her. Love talking about her outfit. Yes.
They're like, okay, what's that nail color? Oh, okay.
It's the details, man. That's the thing that men don't get right. Women love when you pay attention to the details, the small things, man.
Mm-hmm. You will compliment like her eyeshadow, like, oh, your eyeshadow matches your whole outfit.
Maybe. Or like her conditioner and stuff like that, because I'm into like hair products too. Like if she smelled good.
Real details.
Conditioner?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got some products. We could share some products.
Black love.
Okay, all right. Well, speaking of sharing, let's share with the fans with our fan shout outs. Of course, we love you and all the fans out there watching us and tweeting us and writing us on Instagram and being in our live chat. We appreciate you so much. So, Byron K, let's give him a shout out.
Yes, I'll run through them real quick. We got quite a few last week. Thank y'all for showing us love. So Miss Glenda Vernier said, I love this panel's energy! Shout out to y'all because y'all are so dope. Then Rakita Dobie, shout out to you, girl. She said she's not popping in the music world. I'm guessing talking about Egypt, but she has the show that he gets to use as a platform and get exposure because of her. I guess talking about how Sam's using Egypt.
Okay.
T-Mac said the way Sam judged TT for being pregnant, knowing full well he has multiple kids and that Egypt is paying his child support was ridiculous. Dang.
Whoa.
What?
Bomb. The child support,
yo. Somebody was check that. Somebody check that. We got a T person missing. You might have to double check that one.
Oh, shoot.
Man, wow. Yeah. T-Mac said, also, intrigued to see Egypt channel her inner Trepa next week. Well, I hope you got what you wanted because it happened this week. Shanice Sweet Smile said, I disagree with Missy. I don't even like Brianna, but I think her approach to Egypt was the nicest she's ever been with anyone on the show. And that's because she's always viewed her as a little sister and she was drunk. Egypt came ready to fight. So whatever approach Brianna brought, Egypt and her by confused man was going to act up. I agree with Byron. Oh, like, tell us how you really feel. One more page. She said, I don't think TT is pressuring Sean at all. I was talking about the marriage. Okay. His name ain't Sam. It's Sean. I think she's just reminding him of the conversation they had when they knew things was getting serious between them. Point taken.
Mm.
And then we had a random person that said, hey, do y'all want to be friends? Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
And then Larry Johnson, I'll end it on this because y'all is trying to get us, man, said y'all making a bunch of excuses for Brianna. What excuses did we make? She was being nice.
I didn't
gotta
say
be nice.
Nice. That's why someone disagreed. But, you know, hey.
It'd be like that, man. It'd be like that. I'm mad that she got hit like that, though. And then at least let her get a punch back.
Just one.
Just one.
Just one. Just one.
Even the score.
Exactly.
Yeah. Security had her messed up. I'd be mad too.
Mm-hmm. And then she had to sleep on that. She had to think about it all night. She probably slept. No, she probably had to sleep on the other side. But she probably had to think about that in her sleep.
A mess. So let's get into some predictions because next week's episode is the whole sit down mob style. Romeo's come up. TV. Predictions. All right. So Romeo is going to be coming with his entourage. Of course, as of now, we only see it's only two people, Bree and Boogie, who are there. So I guess I'll kick it off with predictions because I definitely predict the Simmons family is not going to be there. After little Eric tells them what's happening and how he delivers this message, Angela, Vanessa, JoJo, they won't be there, but they're definitely going to handle their beef behind the scenes probably, or we're going to get a snippet of what Angela might say if she were to be there. I see Egypt and Sam coming, but just late. And definitely Romeo speaking his mind and maybe even leaving the show. Yeah.
I think that definitely JoJo might show up because JoJo's mad. Like, that's I've never true. Seen him like this before. Lil Easy walked in, he was like, what did that man say about me? Whoa, I didn't know you could get like that. Like, he was very upset. I think Vanessa will show up because she also trying to be in one of Master P's movie, right? She ain't going to pass that up. Isn't that what they said? She's in a movie Master P's producing. That's why she's been talking to Romeo anyways.
Oh.
Or she trying to be in the movie. So I think she's going to show up because she's trying to chase that bag at the same time. She ain't stupid.
Do you think that she would, though, if there's beef between the family?
She's been trying to talk to him, I thought.
True, but that's before this conversation, though, with Young Eazy-E.
That's real. I don't know. That's real. That's real.
Because I feel like this conversation is literally going to change everything. But if anybody shows up, I think JoJo would now. At first, I didn't think nobody extra would show up for real. But I think it's just crazy that, like, what kind of situation is this? Like, all I see is a bunch of, like, goons just showing up and, like, circling basically a room. And then there's, like, chairs set up in the middle where everybody else sit. Like, that already don't sit right with me. Like, I wouldn't sit in one of those chairs. I would sit on the side just like all the goons. Like, all right, y'all, let's have this circle talk. I wouldn't sit in the middle of that circle.
I feel like what's going to happen at I'm calling it the meet and greet because they haven't seen each other in a while. So, I feel like everybody's going to come. Angela's going to come. Vanessa's going to come. JoJo's going to come. They all want to say what they got to say. I think Romeo is the one that's going to get upset, and he's going to leave with his, like, entourage. Like, that's what we're going to see. Like, the knock at the door is going to be, like, the whole Simmons family. They're going to come all in. Everyone's going to sit down. Everyone's going to... They all have some moderator there. Maybe Master P would be the moderator or, like, mediator.
It's a whole show.
Hey. It's the reunion.
It is there, and then Romeo's going to feel some type of way, like, all right, y'all, and then he's going to make a dramatic exit.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
I think it's crazy that he threw the pool cue. Like, I never saw Romeo get mad and actually, like, do something aggressive like that.
Yeah.
But the fact that he threw that pool cue, I'm like, oh, dang, okay. Like, you mad, mad.
Mm-hmm. He's upset.
Highly upset. Very aggravated, quite frankly.
A mess. Well, let us know in the comments down below how you all out there are feeling. Please give us those feedbacks, and we want to hear something about your predictions as well. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us those 5 stars like you do every day, and leave reviews there. We're also on Spotify, so check us out over there. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. Lisa, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lisa K. Satchel. And yeah, let's chat. Let's talk about this.
All right, Missy.
You guys can follow me on all social media platforms at Missy Bernier. My last name is spelled V-E-R-N-I-E-R.
Byron Kay.
What's good, y'all? It's Byron Kay, but y'all can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s, or you can find me on my website, herofromthe90s.com. And tomorrow is my birthday, so I'm going to be posting some content for that. So please stay tuned.
We love
birthday. Oh, happy
yes.
birthday.
Oh, thank y'all. Thank y'all. I appreciate that. Appreciate
happy
that.
Happy birthday.
Yes. All right. We'll one more trip around the earth. Episode. Yes.
Yes. Byron's birthday next week. Still in quarantine. So if you guys are still in quarantine with us, make sure you hang out with us next week. We'll see you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.